The last error shall be worse than the first. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, I wish you the blessed Palm Sunday. On Palm Sunday, we rejoice with together with the Hebrew children who welcomed our Lord in their holy city of Jerusalem. And at least at this very day, our Lord did indeed receive the honor and respect from the people as he should have. They had seen him doing all kind of miraculous and wondrous work. He had done everything to prove them that he is Messiah, he is King, he is God who has come to heal the people, not just giving heal to their physical ailments, but most of all heal their souls. The long, long, really millennia-long waiting that after the fall of Adam and Eve was now over. All that horrible things which the nation of God had to go through, now it was time to enjoy the Redeemer, namely that now God has finally fulfilled his promise that he will send his Son to take away the sins of the world. But the nation of Israel, God's chosen people, who should have been all along welcoming as King and Messiahs, this Palm Sunday was the only day when they truly did so, when they did see King and Redeemer in our Lord Jesus Christ. But even at the very hour when Hebrew children were singing praises to our Messiah, our dear Lord Jesus, the evil men, those who were in league with the enemy, the tempter, the devil, they were at that very moment plotting what would be the most suitable way to kill him, to put him to death. Can you think of a greater ingratitude? Can you think of any greater treason or treachery which could be done by men? Adam and Eve, they were tempted by their and committed the sin from their own free will. And because of that, they drew curse upon them, and not just upon them, but to the whole human race as well. And still, now when the redemption from that sin was finally at hand, the people continued sinning, not only turning away from God, but even actively plotting, scheming, conspiring to put this Redeemer to death. No greater act of treachery and no greater act of foolishness could ever be imagined. Our Lord being God, he, of course, fully well knew what was reserved for him in that holy and great city of Jerusalem. When our Lord rode the donkey, hearing and listening the joyful shouts and songs of the Hebrew children, the nearer he came the holy city, the greater the crowd, crew, and he was pondering in his mind what he needs to go through in that holy city. He fulfilled the prophecy of holy prophet Zacharias that Messiah would be poor, riding on a donkey. That didn't bother him the least. He was always happy to do whatever his heavenly Father would told him to do. But when our Lord came to Mount of Olives, still greeted by the delightful crowd, he saw Jerusalem. And when he saw that holy city, our Lord being human, he burst into tears. Our Lord wept when he saw that holy city because he realized that that holy city would very soon put him to death. And he wept because he knew what would be the terrible judgment and the terrible punishment which would fall on that holy city. Our Lord prayed for those who persecuted him, but in this moment when he wept looking at the city of Jerusalem, he truly gave away his compassion. In our Lord, at the start of his passion, we truly see how he is not only a God, but he's also man. Our Lord feels and he has emotions just like any other man. He joys when people are made healthy. He rejoices when their sins are taken away. He is sad when his followers suffer. And now when he sees what judgment will be reserved on those who abandoned him, he cries and he weeps. Dear faithful, in the passion of our Lord, which starts now, we most clearly see how Catholic religion is a unique one among all the so-called man-made religions in the whole world. Our Lord, the very founder of this religion, this holy Catholic Church of ours, he is man and he is God. Only with our Lord we can fully see how good, how loving, and how clement God we have in our Heavenly Father. No other founder of any so-called religion can be like Jesus. No Muhammad, or no Buddha, no any one of those who have once founded a religion and now have been lying in their tombs for thousands of years. Christianity, the one founded by our Lord Jesus Christ and left as inheritance in the Catholic Church, that is the only religion who offers true consolation and comfort to man who so desperately needs that. And also never ever let anybody to try to convince you that our Heavenly Father, our Maker, is somehow cruel when he supposedly leaves the world lying in its sufferings and misery. Whenever big catastrophes happen, it's fashionable from the atheists, from those who hate God, to ask mockingly, where was God when all these bad things happened? You always, no matter how young or old you are, you must keep in mind that every horrible thing, whatever has been happening in the world and will happen in the world, it has been caused by sin. And what is sin? Sin is rebellion against God. Man was made to and created to do the will of his Heavenly Father, not of his own. But because of foolishness, because of pride, man has turned away from God. And that's why our Lord weeps and cries today. He so desperately indeed would want every single soul to save and to be brought back to home with his Heavenly Father. But he knows that there are some of those who plot to kill him, who do not receive him as king, and for those whom God leaves to pronounce their own judgment. So much was our Lord sad, but he was also afraid. He was riding on a donkey with the cheerful shouts of joy in his ear. But when he saw Jerusalem, he remembered why he is going there, and he cries. Not only our Lord is sorrowful, but he, being man, he is also afraid. Whenever something bad is about to happen to us, we are afraid. We would wish that we wouldn't need to go through this tribulation. And again, we can be so much consoled because our Lord Jesus was just like we are. At the start of his passion, he so much in agony even prayed to his Heavenly Father, "Father, if possible, let this chalice pass from me." But like a good child of God, he immediately added, "But not how I will, but as thou." That must be our prayer whenever we are in distress or whenever we are in the moment of joy. Whether God chooses to give joyfulness to us, let his will be done, and whether he chooses to give sorrowfulness or even suffering for us. Let his will be done again. When we enter in the Holy Week, we realize that all those horrible things which will soon happen to Jesus, that should be our own part. Those punishments, tortures, death, that is our part because of sin we have committed. But in his great mercy and clemency, our Heavenly Father rather rather let his only Son be put to death than to see that any one of us should be punished forever in hell. Be always so grateful and thankful for Almighty God of this great gift of redemption, and never think that following at our Lord's footsteps is too difficult for you. For man, that indeed would be impossible, but by the grace of God, we all have been followed, called to follow our Lord in not into earthly and doomed Jerusalem, but to heavenly Jerusalem with the shouts of joy ringing in our ears. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.